Sweet William and pretty Betty, they were loving, kind, and pretty. None alive could be more true. Yet at last how they was crossed, in brief I'll declare to you. He aboard was then commanded, by no means could he withstand it. She was left with grief on shore, discontented she lamented, for the loss of him therefore. Quod he, my dearest, cease thy weeping, heavens have thee still in thy keeping. For if I return alive, here is my hand, see by land, no creature shall my love deprive. Thus with fights and tears they parted, she to him was loyal-hearted, but her tears could not prevail, she was left of joy bereft, for then the ship was under sail. But alas, tempestuous weather, wind and rain and storms together, thus the raging seas did roar. Quoth he, my dear, I greatly fear that I shall never see thee more. Thus the claps of roaring thunder raised the wave to all men's wonder. They were cast upon the sand, the ship was lost, and they was crossed, they being many leagues from land. Thus their goodly ship staved, nothing that they had was saved, but the lives of only three. We on the shore may grieve therefore, to think of their extremity. While their grief they were expressing, heavens doth thou send a blessing, for a ship that sailed by, which did see them and did free them from that woeful destiny. They were bound for London city, where they found his true love's pity. Thus they did declare indeed, that William he was in the sea, which made her heart very hard to bleed. Oh, my dearest love, she cried, would I for thy sake had died. Thou liest ruling in the sea, hear my ditty, lover's pity, can you now forbear to weep? O ye rocks and waves so cruel, you have robbed me of my jewel, you have got my heart's delight. O come seize me, death, and ease me, thus she cried day and night. Then the messenger came creeping, all her friends was round her weeping, seeing of her misery. Then she cried as she died, love, I long to be with thee.